To business news now, and the U.S. unemployment dropped to 1.5-year low of 9.4% in December. New figures show the U.S. economy generated a disappointing 103,000 new jobs. The Federal Reserve Chairman remains cautiously upbeat about the country's economic recovery. Ben Bernanke cited improvements in consumer spending and a drop in jobless claims as hopeful signs that a fragile recovery was perking up. Well, back home, the market's been focused on Queensland's flooding all week, with investors concerned about the cost to the economy. Some market economists say the disaster will wipe about $6 billion off the nation's GDP. The materials sector, including the miners, has been the hardest hit. Taking a look at the markets now, and as a result, the share market finished the week on a negative note. Both the All Ords and the ASX 200 closed 0.4% lower on Friday. U.S. stocks rallied after the U.S. jobs data was released, but the Dow Jones is yet to make up for earlier losses. And in Europe, the main stock markets there fell on Friday, with investors cautious ahead of eagerly weighted U.S. unemployment figures. London's FTSE slid 0.5%. Elsewhere in the region, markets mixed. The Nikkei gained 11 points. And checking the currencies there, the Australian dollar is fairly flat against the greenback.